Chapter 14, Principles of Written Communication. The letter is the oldest method of sending a message. Modern media of transmission, like fax and email, have high speed and can transmit the written word instantaneously. When we talk of written communication, one important aspect, the tone, the style, will reflect the attitude of a person. If a person wants to send an email whereby he or she is critical about something, it will be easily conveyed through the tone of the message. When we talk of fax and email, an advantage is that it reaches immediately. Written messages are now more informal and conversational in style. It is used for requesting and giving information, contacting potential customers, making and answering complaints, and maintaining relations with customers and members of the public. That means when I say members of the public, say public is a group of people who have common interests, circumstances, situations, goals. So when I talk of written communication, say ideally you have an early bird discount for the product which you are actually wanting to sell in the market. So when we say early bird discount, through written communication, your message reaches out to a large number of people. For example, email. The message must be clear and have a concise style of writing. Working procedures, sincerity, confidence, friendliness are reflected in the message. When I say concise style of writing, say if it is verbal communication or face-to-face communication, there can be discussion on various talks or topics. But when it's written communication, the focus ideally will be restricted with a particular aspect which needs to be conveyed. When it comes to written communication, thus it is important that it is concise. Thus, I as a sender should be aware what kind of a response or reaction will it create as far as the receiver is concerned. Planning and structuring message. Careful planning is the basis of success in most tasks. It gives you time to calm any emotions, helps you to make sure that all the information and ideas are included and correct, enables you to compose the letter in a logical order, and it separates the two elements of communication, that is planning the content and choosing the language style for presentation. When ideally I need to send you an email in relation to a particular aspect, whereby I expect that four of you all have to coordinate and accomplish the task in the next few days. First and foremost, what is it that I expect from you as far as the targets are concerned? I need to put the facts in a logical order. That means it goes step by step. Say for example, report writing. When it is submitted from subordinate to top management, what is the focus on? Who, what, when, where, why? So it goes in a logical order. All the details are put in a particular manner. When we talk of planning and structuring a message, very important that we leave our emotions aside. Any email or written communication cannot ideally focus on emotions. When we talk of planning and structuring a message, we first plan the content. What is the purpose of me sending this email to you? What is the prime reason that I'm writing this email to you? And then the way I put it forward. That means, does this email or letter make you feel that I am being far too authoritative, for example? I'm being far too direct, for example? So, the tone and choice of words will convey a particular meaning. Opening of a letter. The first and last paragraphs are important. In fact, when you start or when you put forward the first sentence, it should not be same as the subject line. Do not begin by repeating what is said in the subject line. Showing interest in the reader's needs and paying attention to his or her feeling. Showing interest in the reader's needs and paying attention to his or her feelings creates goodwill. When I write an email, the first sentence, ideally they say the first paragraph, will have a very direct and clear cut message put across. When I talk of starting or writing an email, the first and last paragraph are most important because they convey ideally what exactly the letter is all about or what exactly the email is all about. The second paragraph will focus actually on the purpose of this email. That means, what is it that I've written to you? For example, I have placed an order for 5 wooden cabinets to be delivered in my organization. But unfortunately, 3 of them are damaged or defective goods. So in the second paragraph, I write all the details and explain to you as to how are the damaged or defective goods. For example, some of them have scratches, some of them are dented. So I elaborate and explain. Closing of a letter. The last sentence mentions what is the next action to be taken and who is to take it. The writer or the reader. It wins a favorable response for whatever has been said in the letter. A goodwill message is a suitable ending if the matter has been settled and no further action or communication is to follow. When we talk of the last sentence, ideally, the last sentence will make it clear as to will there be further communication between the sender and the reader. The last sentence can ideally have a question or a request whereby, for example, a person will request, please send us the documents by the 15th. So we are putting it forward in a manner that we expect the documents to be received by the 15th of this month. A goodwill message is a suitable ending if the matter has been settled. That means if you realize that there will be probably no further communication between the sender and the receiver, then a goodwill message can be put forward. Closing of a letter. The last sentence leaves the final impression on the reader's mind and can be used to remind him about the date of taking action. So, we just gave you an example whereby, say, you have to probably get the details, you probably need the documents. So, a date is mentioned. Seas of good communication. When we talk of seas of effective communication, all the seas ideally are extremely important. Why do we use the word sea? We talk of correctness, clarity, conciseness, courtesy. We will discuss all these. Other related qualities are completeness, compactness, confidence, consideration, friendliness, and directness. All these ideally are important traits of effective communication. Correctness. Correctness depends on completeness. A letter is complete when it presents all the ideas and information required for a particular situation. That means all the facts put forward, ideas, information through direct communication. It is put forward in a manner whereby the receiver understands every idea and information explained. When I say correctness, it also means correct grammar. There was an employee working in an organization. He was unwell. So, he sent an email whereby he mentioned, "Dear sir, since I'm having a headache, declare one day holiday." What was he actually wanting to say or ask? That he ideally would want leave that day. But incorrect grammar made it sound that he wanted a holiday to be declared. That too for the headache he was actually having. When we talk of correctness and completeness, ideally they both are interlinked, because the idea and information along with appropriate grammar are extremely important. Correctness in spelling, grammar and use of language. There must be abbreviations, hyphens, grammar, spellings, punctuations. Very important. That means when we talk of there must be abbreviations, hyphens, grammar, spellings, punctuations, the focus is, say if it's an abbreviation, what is an abbreviation? A short form. Say instead of EXAMPLE, example, we write EG, but it's followed by a full stop. So we need to focus on those aspects. In appearance and form of layout, spacing between letters, words, lines, parts of layout. What does it mean? The margins, the font, bold, italic, underlined. So, various aspects when we say parts of layout and having proper margins, extremely important, spacing and margins. Correctness in the information it conveys. All dates and days, time, numbers and facts must be in agreement. If you're talking of the future, then we focus on the dates and months of the future. There cannot be any sort of inconsistency while we are explaining. For example, out here, even when we write the dates, we write the date, month, year. Abroad, it is month, date and year. So, there is a difference. So, we need to understand that as far as correctness is concerned, appropriate way of writing in terms of sentences, in terms of dates, in terms of time, numbers and facts. In tone, formality and style. The tone must be appropriate to the occasion, the content and the relationship between the reader and writer. I should be aware what kind of thought process will it generate in the mind of a reader when my email is read by the person or the people. So the tone is extremely crucial when we write an email or any form of communication. Clarity. When will I be able to express my thoughts clearly? Only when I have clarity as far as what exactly I want to put forward and what exactly I should refrain from putting forward. The message of the letter must be clear at the first reading. I do not have to, or I should not idly read it, reread it. If that happens very often, that means either I as a receiver am not able to comprehend or understand, or the sender is not conveying a message appropriately. Written messages avoid misunderstanding and save time. They definitely save time because the focus ideally is restricted to that one topic or a few aspects. Whereas with verbal communication, It can digress, the talk can go in various directions. Since it may be face to face, one may spend more time discussing. So, ideally, it saves time. Right to express, not to impress. Written communication, ideally, is put forward in a manner so that the opposite person or people understand. That's the most crucial aspect, whereby there's no sort of confusion in the mind of the person who's read the written information. Clarity. It depends on five factors. Simple, common everyday words which everyone understands. That means even if I want to use a few words or if I want to write a few words whereby the opposite person may find it complex, then I have to understand that I write using simplest words so it is not complex at all. Which everyone understands, short and simple sentences, proper punctuations giving definite and concrete details with figures and names and logical sequence of ideas. Ideas need to go in a logical manner. When we talk of clarity, yes, concise sentences, punctuations, ability to elaborate yet in a concise manner. Sorry, ability to express but in a manner whereby there's clarity with the words put forward by you. Conciseness. Conciseness means expressing much in few words. That means, take this example, in the near future. That means I'm saying four words. One word for it, soon. It means every word counts and reducing unimportant ideas to a phrase or a single word and making sure that only the necessary and relevant details are included. Conciseness ideally is a very crucial aspect as far as written communication is concerned. It is of course important while oral communication takes place, but when we have to write, we need to understand what is the purpose of us writing this email, what am I wanting to convey to the opposite person. Am I persuading or conveying in a manner whereby I know that by reading this email, the person will respond in a manner I wish or think he will? That means his response or her response will be in a manner which will probably be convincing to me. Curtsy. Curtsy is consideration for other people's feelings. Words like please, thank you and sorry are important as far as curtsy goes. In a letter, the style, the manner and the choice of words reflect the curtsy of the writer. The rules for it are use the curtsy words and make the other person feel comfortable. The moment you write or use words like please, it shows that you're requesting. If there is a word whereby you say sorry, it shows that you're apologetic or you're apologizing. If you say thank you, it shows that you appreciate and you would like to thank. So these kind of words, ideally, they make the other person feel comfortable. Be attentive and prompt in responding. Yes, the response should be immediate. Let the tone, choice of words and style of message reflect your consideration for the feelings and needs of the reader. Yes, whatever you put forward, it will ideally reflect and the reader will understand. That is why it is extremely important that an email or a letter ideally is very effective when written communication has clarity, courtesy, conciseness and correctness. Taking the reader's point of view, appeal to the human needs such as status, comfort, need for empathy, courtesy and consideration. Status, always show respect to the individual to whom you're writing. And of course, the focus here is, for example, status. The comfort, be it your colleague, the comfort level whereby you appreciate and thank. Need for empathy, whereby you put yourself in the other person's shoes. So if I send an email, I need to understand that I have to think from the reader's point of view. Courtesy and consideration. The purpose of a letter is to create a response. We have wound up with chapter 14. Thank you.